Medical students study hundreds of diseases and disorders. Commentator Joe Wright went to medical school focused on one in particular.
When I started volunteering for an AIDS organization and then working there as a community organizer, it was obviously a horrible thing to say that you were making a career in AIDS. To my colleagues and me, to say that meant you were greedy and ghoulish. It meant making optimistic personal plans based on an awful disaster. But worse than that, it meant thinking that AIDS was going to be around for a long time. We had an almost mystical belief that if we envisioned ourselves defeating AIDS, we would. We didn't. Recently, I attended an organizing conference on global AIDS, and the hotel ballroom was full of young student activists. They were in elementary school when I started volunteering for that community group. At the conference, a veteran activist was talking about how to be an AIDS activist. She came from older styles of activism, ways of doing things that come out of black neighborhoods and gay neighborhoods. But she and activists like her also led the beginning of our new version of the fight against AIDS, one that saw past our neighborhoods and out across the world. And she was telling the students about things like building coalitions and strategies for effective protest actions. And then she said, "You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to be in this for the long run. You've got to be able to stay in this for the next 20 years, because we're still going to need you 20 years from now." And I got tears in my eyes, and I had to look down at the floor and gather myself, because we never used to talk like that. And listening to her was the first time that I really admitted that now we know better. For weeks afterwards, I came back to this moment every so often, arguing with myself about it. 20 years? But what if science really delivered a cure instead of just difficult treatments? Okay, so right now no one can figure out how to eradicate HIV from the body once it takes hold, but maybe at some point someone will. And then I argue back with myself. Hundreds of thousands of children die of measles each year, despite an effective and remarkably cheap vaccine. And of course, for a few years now, we've had medicines that do a very good job of treating HIV. But most people with HIV can't get the medicines that could save their lives. I went to medical school telling myself that I didn't have to keep working in AIDS, that this was about my personal development, and I could make medical school into a big reset button for my life. And I still reserve the right to change course. There are many ways for a doctor to make a difference in the world. Fighting AIDS is only one of them. But I still very much want the disaster to end. I still hold on to the vision of a glorious victory day with all the determined optimism of my past, even if I'm old enough to know better. I refuse to accept that the world will always be a place where AIDS kills, a place where children keep dying of measles. And so, I'm joining the activists who are making 20-year plans. After that, well, I guess we'll see how things go.
Joe Wright is a student at Harvard Medical School.